Hello everyone, my name is Noemi Garcia, but I also go by Mimi, whichever one is easier, and welcome to my very first episode of Myasthenia Gravis. And I will just go a little bit over the disease. So, Myasthenia Gravis is a chronic autoimmune neuromuscular disease that causes weakness in the skeletal muscles. It is hypoactive and it can occur at any age. So the symptoms to this disease are trouble talking, problems walking up the stairs or lifting objects, facial paralysis, difficult breathing due to muscle weakness, difficulty swallowing or chewing, fatigue, hoarse voice, drooping of the eyelids, and double vision. Not everyone will have all of these symptoms at the same time, but they will have some or only just one. But the weakness of the muscle will vary with a person and it will occur throughout time. And if it isn't treated, the symptoms will increase down the road. How is it diagnosed? Well, these are ways one can check: checking ear reflexes, looking for muscle weakness, check for muscle tone, make sure your eyes move properly, testing sensations in different body areas, testing motor functions, such as like touching your finger to your ear is an example of a motor function. Doctors may also run tests like repetitive nerve stimulation tests, blood testing for antibodies associated with myasthenia gravis, androphenium test, imaging of the chest, either CT scans or an MRI, just to rule out the tumor. What causes it? It is a neuromuscular disorder that's usually caused by an autoimmune problem. This is when the autoimmune mistakenly attacks a healthy tissue, and it's when like the antibodies or proteins that normally attack foreign harmful substances in the body attack the neuromuscular junction, and it damages the neuromuscular membrane, reducing the effect of the neurotransmitter substance acetylcholine, and which is a crucial substance for communication between nerve cells and muscles, and then this results in muscle weakness. But the thymus also plays a role. People with this disease typically have clusters of immune cells in their thymus gland, similar to lymphoid hyperplasia, and some individuals will develop thymomas, which are tumors of the thymus glands that are often harmless but can be cancerous. In adults, their thymus glands tend to swell up when they have this disease. And the myasthenia gravis is an autoimmune disease that is still unclear to scientists to this day, and there is no cure yet, but there are therapy treatments. And for now, they are still trying to figure out how the thymus also plays a role to it.